You know how sometimes you want to be able to share several website addresses with your students, or maybe with your colleagues in your department? The typical way that you might do that would be to maybe copy and paste them all into a single document and share that around. Maybe it's on the end of a worksheet, or to precede the tasks that they've got to do on a task sheet. Another way might be that you'd copy and paste them all into an email if you were sharing it with either your students or your colleagues. It's a little bit untidy, but there's an easier way and a more effective way using an online application called Furly, furly.ly. And what that does is shorten a series of URLs into a single one, making it a much tidier proposition. It could be a series of URLs on a particular theme or topic. It could be a number of websites that you want your colleagues to have access to and choose the ones that they feel are appropriate for their groups. Or it might be that you're actually wanting your students to pick out the websites from a number that you've provided that are most appropriate for their needs. In use, it's simplicity itself. You're provided with a box and it tells you what to do. It says enter your URLs. So you simply copy the URL that you want to share, paste it into this box, and then immediately it provides you with another one should you wish to have more than one, and obviously you are going to do. So you continue adding your URLs until you've finished, and then there's only one more step, and that's to enter the words that it provides through a captcha. You know, one of those things to prove that you're human and not a robot. So, finish your captcha and then click on go, and it generates a single URL, and that's the one that you share with other people, single address. Now, when they click on that, what they are presented with is the first site in the sequence, but across the top of it is a little Furly bar. It's quite a narrow bar across the top of the browser window. And in there are a few navigation symbols, so people can click forward and backwards through the sequence. It shows them in another box, in a drop-down box, what the URL is, and they can actually drop down and jump to whichever one they want. There's just a little bit of data. It's a number of views of each page from that Furly list. Now, that might seem like a fairly irrelevant thing, but it might just tell you whether or not your students are accessing all of the links or whether they're skipping a few out. And that might be useful and a thing to know. So Furly, really easy to use, really easy to get started. No logon necessary. Have a go with it.